Greetings, Creakers. I missed you last week, but I was suffering from the distress of writer's block and lack of information. I am discovering that writing this column will be a challenge at times. It is meant to be a place for you to read about Roberts Creek events and happenings, but I need to know about these things to write about them. It's easy for me to find out about Legion and Hall events by checking their websites, but there is so much other stuff going on out there, and I do not have the time to chase down information as well as write this column. So please, if you are planning an event or information that you would like Creakers to be aware of, take a minute to email me. Send me your stories and ideas so I am not only writing mine, and keep in mind that I have a Tuesday morning deadline for the Friday paper. Thank you. Having just listened to the news, uppermost on my mind at the moment is the terrible aftermath of the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. The need for help and support is so massive and overwhelming, but every dollar will count. The Creek has a history of responding with fundraising events, and so I hope that ideas come up. In the meantime, life goes on, and keeping ourselves happy, active, informed, and celebrating puts us in a better position to help others. So here are some things happening next week and in the near future to help with that. So you want to dance? Head to the Legion. Saturday night you can dance too, as DJ Sam Pulpo celebrates his 45th time around the sun, spinning vinyl 45s. Tickets are $10 and $20. On February 24th, the Graham Brown Band will be coming from Vancouver to the Legion entertain you. Then the biggest dance party of all is coming up March 2nd and 3 as 5 Alarm Funk plays the hall. Horns and drums, and lots of them. It will be a blast I wish I didn't have to miss. Check out the hall website for ticket info. If you like to test your general knowledge, Les Petites du Pacifique is hosting their 7th annual fundraising trivia night at the hall on March 4th. There will be a bar, snacks and games as well. You need to get a team of up to 6 together and practice your French. Just kidding. It's in English. But you do need to get advance tickets from Eventbrite or at 604-989-6054. If you want to eat and celebrate Black History Month at the same time, you can venture out of the Creek to the Gibson's Market on Saturday, the 11th, to enjoy Iyabo's African cuisine, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's pouring rain as I write, but we know by now that dry weather is surely coming, and with it the threat of forest fire. On Sunday, February 26th, there will be a roundtable discussion at the hall to discuss forest fire protection and prevention, noon to 2 p.m. It sounds like something we should all attend. If you would like to experience some art, be surprised and smile at the same time, do not miss Coralie Swanee's exhibit at the Gumboot. The work from this Gibson's artist will be up all month. That's it for now. Have a great week. Mouncy Yvonne at gmail.com.